Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
My friends, welcome to ETF First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I have a very special guest tonight. It's the third time he's on ETF First Contact Radio and his name is Jose Bassan. Welcome, Jose.
Hi, Maarten. How are you? Good to hear from you again.
Yes, good to connect with you again. It's always amazing to connect with you. So you told me off the air that you have some interesting news to share.
Yes, I do. I got this message coming in at 12:11 this morning, and what it said was that it was of the Galactics, and they said to me that we of the Galactic Federation would like to extend our welcome to you and all who have partaken to ascend their light into a new Earth. You've gone through so much unequivocal and undaunting change throughout these monumental transformations occurring in your beingness. You have placed yourselves on new levels of living, breathing, existing energies, leaving the once was and what shall be a previous connection to what was ingrained, laved, and domed over you throughout the out history as blinder to your true existence, you called Earth. You will not be the same any longer by what you see, sense, feel, and energize to by the months ahead. You will alter her land, or she, the Earth, she will alter her land as she has been preparing for quite some time ago, unseen to your eyes, ears, and consciousness, for we have formed a shield for her to construct a ballast core of energy needed to move her into another dimension called the Tellura Centauri V.
Wow.
A dimension in existence now to her formation field, acclaimed to bring her now new power of light to the surface, where she will restore her brilliance we once saw her as she was then and how she will be now. She takes those who have anchored in her a oneness only felt in your own core of your heart. She will purge away those that do not. It is by this time that you have all decided your destiny, pathway, and option in where you will head. We will continue the Manare landings of which you have awaited for a long time. I never heard of the word Manare. They continue saying, all is set in its place to speak, provide abundance to fulfill the hearts who were forsaken by the retrood of the fallen and will now vanquish from this earth. They will never be plummeth nor unpurify her again. We will be everywhere you look, stand, and gather. We have come closer to your time connection, meaning it will occur sooner than you had expected. When we will come in the light for all to see. You will witness a global conglomerancy of shattered beliefs and broken illusions in the consciousness of many. Governments will fall short of the encounterment. And so they cut me short, and they assumed that the next one message that I had to interject, which was of Nostradamus. And with Nostradamus, who came in through October 23rd, 2013 at 5:14 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he said, you are entering a solar period of transformation of Earth, connecting two vortexes, passing a new dimension called the Borellus field. It consists of linear energy light clearing the spheres of the matrix. Earth will no longer be the same plane, form, nor correlation of atmosphere. She is performing a new guidance path, partition the lines, valleys, and flatlands to one of new design platforms. The Earth will split in half. Left will separate from the right hemisphere, causing new sprawls of lava to run through the canal cavities, pouring into the sea, fronts, dunes, drain wells, and open passageways. It will fill along crevices, pitching during the rise of the fall. The seas will change, altering ocean patterns, forcing waves in many directions, cooling the extreme heat of magma, pillowing down rising land. I speak of this now as it will occur in your time coming mid-September 14th of the year 2014. I was challenging this through you in urgency of preparation to come. You will need to move ground very soon. It is by way of boat that others will leave land and run into ocean waters. You are survivors and leaders of this time, moving all consciousness into a higher dimension of universal planes. And I see you forming many groups who are parlaged illumination fields. Your concepts and mastery levels are far advanced for your time. It is by no mistakenness I chose you, for you are the Gods are the children of the lattice's cosmic threads, whom enter all existences. Light torch to the Vortalis realms. You are given to me by one and the ones called the Elohim, leader of the Galactic Fleet Federation. You were chosen to empower a planet to a star field. You're ready to hear this now, in present tense, as it will occur soon. You are a transmitter now and here on. Follow by what I come with you to, as we are being led by the same energy dimensional forming this. Bring this to you in your forefront consciousness pathway. Humanity will change by what they see in their eyes and ears, combing away taunted beliefs of inficiers, catalyst, rogue, false trod waves no longer useful in occurring to them by the planet. Life structures will collapse, grinding to a halt. They will react in chaos to when the earth begins to shatter, wretched pillars of earth dropping from the sky clouds. You will then release ash drumming onto the earth, causing visibility to obscure and irritate the eyes. The planet will enter its clavicle change, moving land in many of a direction unknown to where it will stop, shaping, turning, spinning, pulling opposite of its points, latitudes, longitudes, straits, and settling topographies of geographic places. You will see all this by the length of time. It can no longer continue as it is. Those shall drift upon its waters like leaves fallen from a tree, crouching into each other. Days will pass, years will pass, and all will restore to once were. Cleansing is complete, thatchered, propagated, terrain will save. And the reason I had that, those two messages connect, is because when the Galactics in that message this morning, they asked me to interject that one other piece. Now, the other thing is that the Earth itself is something far greater. Mm-hmm. That they said that we had come here thousands of years ago to collaborate our positions, functional lineages with codes, phrases imprinted into Earth. These symbols were used to create Earth as it is where she was created and where we brought her. Formation, design, crafting by many masters not known to you. She, Earth, was fortified many billions of eon light years ago. She still contains all of her original congruences of when she began, not by what you see, sense, and feel now. She is far more than just a planet. She is Omega Saturn Turon, High Octave Delta Star. She began origination of other star systems, galaxies forming through her energy fields. Microbes of light passing in her left her changed, faltered, conducted by dark forces, where light forces interjected to restore her unequivocal balance spectrum. Ila le lote doremda fit, meaning storm of the eye, protalam, bring back universal totalum balance. She is Elote, light star of all transference to existing star quadrants, the incubus within incubus that exist in us, you, and all microbes, fibers, energy that make life in all existences of planet, stars, galaxies, universes, stem from one wholeness of the God source in Elote. She lies now in creation of our light transfigurance, the meta gamma rays, sector 4 of 5, Duran Delta. She is Obliga, Teloreka, meaning new star Centauri ray, pattern light of all trajectory points, Lima Tor. She will begin new stars again, planets, connections, as within, as it be without. She chose to be back to this many light years ago. In choosing, she began volatile corrections in her field aura. Inhibitors caused her damage in her transitions. She was scathed, bartered, threatened, battered, and barraged deeply in what you would call pain, suffering, hurt, and left to fall in weakness of her energy. But then we came back to help her, repair her, fix her many of times ago, as we have been doing so since. Now she will climb mitre of the light, forming new ways, new civilizations, new Merkaba lights. She will be a new Merkaba, a galaxy star only known by the Creator to be a godlight, torch fire of life for all new dimensions underway, light years ahead. Now she will be new as we move her into her new light self. It was the same messages kept connecting, you know, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they will come. The Galactus are here, as you feel, and seemingly that that without the changes to this planet, which is a major part of our existence to being in another dimension,
mm-hmm.
Is a quite a priority for them before anything of our nature is to be provided. At the same time, I think once it reaches a certain level that we're not even seeing, the Earth itself, then they can come in and begin their, as they were saying, the Masara of what we were calling like Mass. They call that, I'm sorry, the Manare.
Mm-hmm.
The Manare landings is what they were calling it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, Jose, you also have the feeling that the broadcasts, that they will make themselves known, are imminent.
Yes, they will set, it's all set in its place to speak and provide the abundance to fulfill the hearts of who were forsaken by the retrograde of the fallen and will now vanquish from the earth. So they pretty much set this thing up already ahead in its time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they will be everywhere. You look and stand and gather. And it's like they were saying, we come closer to that, to your time connection, meaning it will occur sooner than we had expected. Like zero point is what I got from the message as I was getting it, is that as the zero point of the energies move faster, what we think is 20, let's just say, if they were to say we're coming at the end of 2014, but then the Earth has advanced its timeline, the zero point is accelerating so quickly. So now they're saying, okay, we're going to be here sooner than expected, which would be, it could be June, it could be late May, but it's seemingly that now, since
my question is not when they will come and land. My question is when they will start to broadcast their, that they are here, that they exist.
Yes, they're going to broadcast first what they're saying. In other words, they're going to say, they're going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to provide this abundance, which comes from the Manara landings. And then they're going to continue on with, and what I'm just reading more from between the lines is the removal of the forsaken, the retrogrades of the fallen.
Yeah,
will happen.
The Illuminati, the Bilderberg, the Dark Cabal, the corporations, the banksters. You mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
In other words, they were saying that the governments will fall short of the encounterment. In other words, their existence into this Manara landing will not be as they would expect them to be. as we're saying, we are writing a timeline, and we write it down to appear such and such date. But then they have changed it all to a newer timeline for us. I think they're constantly changing.
Constantly, yeah. They're constantly adapting the timeline.
Yes, yes. So it's not, we can't even predict the exact date or minutes for it to occur. So in witnessing it, they say you will witness a global conglomeracy of those shattered, you know, beliefs. But so,
in other words, it will be undeniable that they are here.
Yes, undeniable. And then what I had was a vision is that they were in the back, like I kept seeing them. They were like, they will be in the presence of the illuminated on the earth. They'll do it all at once, and suddenly they will not move. And the vision was they will not move. They will not move their presence, and then people will start calling and then saying, "I see something outside. What is this thing? Why is it occurring?" And then there won't be response by media. What they will do is start interlinking into the communications of our radio, video, and at the same time, where here we, as the primitives, would think, "Oh, you need to send out our news coverage." That they don't need, and they're going to just interrupt the broadcasting system and begin to make way of their announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter, they will say that, in other words, like governments won't know what was going on, or they will say, don't pay attention to those things, or we're taking care of things, or it's just something that... which is cannot be answered at this time, or something of the sort, and so they kept showing this to me, but where this time, everywhere you look, you will see them, you will be noticed to them, take notice to them, and they will start consciously, telepathically communicating to you, and all the others at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that their existence is already in place, and how they will be, they'll be able to give us that reassurance.
Right.
And so, by the reassurance, they'll be able to let us know that you have this feeling of, how should I say, a relief in place?
Yeah, belief?
Like a relief.
Relief,
a feeling,
yes.
Of
relief,
sense, yeah.
Yeah. A relief, yes.
Yes. And so, with that in mind, I feel that as they approach even closer, in your heart, you're going to feel like a rising of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that rising of energy will be like, whoa, I've sensed this, I've seen it, feel it before when we get hit with the solar flares or the changes of the Earth's energies. But this time around, it'll be like so consistent that it will be like the mind will start to, or the consciousness will start to open up, and they're going to speak right to us indefinitely. It's not going to be a constant conversation, and you'll be able to see them on board the craft. And with that in mind, it's just giving that reassurance that you've been prepared. We've all been prepared for the ones who've been to awaken, that this will take place. And when it does, they're saying, we'll go by what we're feeling and not by what we can, again, sense by or be told by timelines, because that's going to make an impact
on the outcome.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
In furtherance, what they are planning to do with this planet is that they're going to, as she's north, south, east, and west, they're going into like a one linear,
uh-huh.
A one linear, and then what will happen is she will break her access point.
and when she breaks her access point, she will be entered into like a, what they would call a slinky. You know what a slinky looks like? You know those slinkies? They're kind of like a, look like a spring.
Yeah, I understand. Like a fountain.
Yes, like a fountain, and they'll be like energy strings, and these energy strings, inside the energy strings, where they're going to place the Earth. The Earth's going to take a voyage, and the voyage is what this Merkaba light has been preparing her for. And what it will do is bring her into another universe, the universe of the high source, where she's going to have a higher existence. And what they showed me was the Earth spinning in this slinky energy stream, spinning on like a larger wormhole. And what it was doing was attaching itself like a Velcro ball, you know, like a Velcro ball attaches when you throw it against a fabric.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And so it'll attach itself to this wormhole and it'll start to spin, and new energy will be passed into her, because they want to bring her like to a voyage, a long voyage to enter into higher dimensions. She's going high. She used to birth other star systems, other planets.
Wow. The being that we live on.
Yes. She used to, I'll tell you, Martin, you know, the vision that they showed me is that she used to be like this awesome, this amazing blue star. Now, she used to birth a yellow star, a red star, and as the universe expanded, these stars just moved into other dimensions, other galaxies, and she's going to continue to do that again. And what it is that because she was a high grade of power, of energy. In other words, she looked like picture her as a nebula of light.
Yep.
And so from that nebula is where she's going back to returning, what I got from them was that this is why we're going back to being light beings ourselves, because I believe once the Earth reforms or gives birth to her new self, as she continues expanding, she will want to continue, as they said, into reformation of her new Merkaba light. It has to be.
Yeah.
It is, you know, like the evolution of this universe. So as she's doing it, we're doing it something as the same inside, and so is this universe. Everybody's moving up another level in this universe.
Yeah, that sounds logical, like a graduation.
Yeah, yeah, I believe so. You felt any kind of difference in your energies lately? As far as what...
I feel more calm, actually. The last few weeks,
mm-hmm.
things have settled down, and there's no real fear in me anymore, because it seems that everything will turn out well for all of us.
Yeah. I feel that too, like a sense of deeper calmness,
yeah,
higher calmness of a sort, and I think it's just like saying, let's bring this calmness level higher, because as whatever is coming, we'll need that calmness inside. We'll need that sense of being at peace to move ahead.
Yeah, so, I think it's also to prepare us for the event, the calm.
I feel so too. And I feel that they're so close. Like, I thought, you know, this event was more of a year, 2 years ahead. But the feeling itself, you know, it was like it's closer than expected.
Yeah, that's what I also mentioned. You mentioned in the message they gave you that actually we are more close now to the event because of change in the timeline.
Yes. And you know something, Martin? I'll tell you something. What gave me a validation of that was that I had a friend who called me on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and she called me at 1:06 in the afternoon, okay? Mm-hmm. But the clock on the phone said 1:05.
Okay.
And I said she was calling me ahead in the future by 1 minute.
Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Martin, I had chills when I had that call come in. So then I said, okay. So then that same friend had an experience where she was looking at time on one clock that was looking 20 minutes ahead, and where the other clock said no, that it was the current time. So in essence, I believe that our energy inside, and since it's linked into Earth, we're actually jumping time, where those who are the feeling of the low frequencies, picture them as on a tricycle, and then picture those who are ascending on this motorcycle with high rocket speed.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we're able to communicate, we're able to speak to each other and see each other, and we're running in parallel. But I believe the more this energy accelerates, we will be less connected to those of low frequencies. In other words, there'll be such amazing more detachments.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they won't even feel you anymore. You won't even connect, of course, which is happening into the same grouping anymore, or that something will happen of the sort where they can't even hear you. Like you would speak on the phone. You know?
I've noticed. Sometimes when you walk down the street, it's like you're invisible. People don't see you.
Yeah.
Because we are of this light, high frequency.
And do you feel that it's affecting the phone too? When you're in the phone, you hear this total disconnection. Or sometimes the computers would just lose a frequency out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since the technology is of older,
mm-hmm.
but then we're opening up our telepathicness of energy, we would definitely interfere in the older dimension of the communications of what's being used. So like those bands of energy are affected by high waves.
There are cosmic waves coming into the surface of the Earth, also by the ships that are stationary right now above our atmosphere. We are cloaked, those ships, but they are here, they are present.
Yeah, I believe so. And I've seen a couple already that are, I mean, they're very close, Martin. I've seen them so cloaked they look like clouds.
Mm-hmm, I know.
It's pretty amazing. It's like being in tuned, yet at the same time, like, do you feel, and I would feel myself, like, I feel like as a body you're here, but your energy is somewhere else existing.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, my body is here present in my room doing this radio broadcast, but at the same time I feel I'm in other dimensions present, and especially when I sleep, I don't remember where I was when I wake up the next morning, but I know that I've been on the ships, because it's like I'm reloaded with new energy and insights.
Yeah, that's exactly the feeling. And how they're just keeping the data, the download, up to speed. And I think every time we travel, like you said, in the vision or inside the dream, we're either in both those places, either on the craft or we're actually in the next dimension. I was walking through a labyrinth out here, and what they told me was that we were dropped off by these huge parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in groups of either 12s, 13s, but we were like bio masters. We were light masters being left off from all parts of the planet. And what they told me was we had left these crafts along the Earth thousands of years ago, and that those crafts are still here. They're embedded in the Earth. They're embedded in Antarctica, wow. Egypt.
That's interesting. Yes. Now you're telling something really interesting that I didn't know.
Yes, they said.
Now I'm getting the chills.
You feel that?
Yeah, I feel that.
I'll tell you something, Martin. I'll say this to you. What happened? They showed me a vision that I had left the craft embedded in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
The craft looks like a rock just sticking out of the mountain.
Wow.
And what they told me was that the same beings that we had come here with, that are spread along the planet, they are still living there.
Wow.
As if we had left. Yes, as if we had left seconds ago for them.
They never left because they live in the eternal now.
Yes, they live in the eternal now. And they said that the craft is so camouflaged. It looks like the earth. It looks part of the earth. It doesn't damage the earth. It does not impede the earth to adjust around it. It just becomes it. It is the same minerals. It is the same energy. And these beings are living inside the craft waiting for you, have been monitoring us for thousands of years. Wow. Throughout lifetimes and cycles.
This looks like an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, because you know that Star Trek was inspired by Gene Roddenberry. Oh, that's fireworks going off outside. But anyway, Gene Roddenberry was a very inspired person, and he had some of his information in Star Trek is channeled, of course. But there's an episode in The Next Generation where the Enterprise comes to a planet, and they are monitoring the population of that planet with cloaking devices. They are in the rocks, actually, and they have an observation lounge. But the problem is that this civilization is like humanity in being in the Stone Age. I think they're a Vulcan, from a Vulcan type of being, humanoid beings. And then one of those replicators breaks down, and their observation lounge becomes visible. So they have to force a first contact with those people. And then they have to wipe out the memory that they were there.
Yes, that's true. It's like they had to include that in. And I believe that they, as I was there, they were giving me a vision how they are these light beings, how they are different locations that they keep log of.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing me that the crafts themselves, what they do is energy that exists here on Earth allow them to continuously further exist, and so the crafts themselves were camouflaged by trees, that we had the power to bend the trees in nature, bring the actual rock mineral color and feature of the same rock that was embedded in the mountains or in the sands, and blend it right into the craft, so that for thousands of years they would breach themselves deeply, let's say 10 feet into the rock or 20 feet into the rock. But their purpose was, we were the ones who created the actual mazes, as Machu Picchu, pyramids of Egypt, the existing city, which is Antarians, had an entire colony existing in Antarctica when it was actually Atlantis at the time.
Yeah.
They showed me. I was like amazed, because we had these drop-off points, like a rendezvous, and the craft would leave, okay, we will drop off the Antarians here, we'll fly over to Lemuria. And so as these exploratory teams said, well, we have to be ourselves a part of this human evolution. So they decided to abandon the crafts, and they left those crafts in ocean waters of Australia, like we're saying, in Peru, South America, New Zealand. I mean, we have an imprint in our DNA of the locations, latitudes, longitudes, and now we're going to start, if we haven't started already, the recall of where you left the craft with your group.
That's amazing. And that's how much time ago that we left the craft?
They're saying this was done thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, that we were on the Galactic Federation looking out, just like the Star Trek, the holodeck. Mm-hmm. We were looking on Earth, and we were saying, how can we help advance this race and help it evolve? And so we had, there was a council meeting. The Light Councils got together with the Federation, and they said, well, there were certain ones who did not know what would happen to them if they went down there. And Archangel Michael, which we saw in the vision, said, are you sure, speaking to one of the lieutenant captains, are you sure you want to go down there? He goes, why? Because it is not the same. It is not the same as you are here. It is totally, it's a different life. It is a different world. It's a different lose. You will lose memory. Everything will happen to you. Make certain that you wish to travel there. And the council made a decision, and those groups decided, okay, we will go there. Then they took a massive craft, right, which comes out, let's say it comes out of the Enterprise. Mm-hmm. And out of the Enterprise, we had about maybe 12, 20 ships tied into that large craft that actually dispersed in multiple directions of Earth. And so as we had different species along with us, and these different species, they said, okay, we will colonize here. You will colonize over there. Mm-hmm. And we will meet back here. We will return our memories soon. And when we return the memories, we will just gather those who are of the same illuminations so that we can recall this memory. And if you find that you yourself are gathering with those who you connected like lights, like they've known of thousands of years, like you and I, we've known each other thousands of years. Like
we are no strangers to each other.
Yes.
Even if we didn't meet in this incarnation, I feel, from all my Facebook friends, you're one of the few that I feel very close to, you say.
Me too. I feel the same way.
So shall we have a little musical break?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to talk with Jose Bazan, my friend, speaking about his experiences and his channelings. He has very much up-to-date information. So stay tuned. This is Ice Skating Penguin from Edwin Goodall. Victory of the Light. Well, this brings us closer to the new era, doesn't it?
Yes. It connects to this energy, this new energy.
Yeah. It totally contains the energy, and Medwin Goodall, a master musician, knew already how to invoke those feelings in 1993, because this album is called Antarctica from 1993.
Well, wait, you said it's called Antarctica?
Yep.
Yeah, Martin, I just had chills from that, because it's like, it was like a confirmation of what they had shown me in that vision when I was mentioned to you that we had crafts that were embedded in mountain areas there in Antarctica. We have a whole city.
Yeah, I know. That's why I choose it for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. And it was like meant to be. It's like acknowledging the Antarians who lived there and are still there, actually.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's and I'm still seeing this tropic, this lush, this amazing city that still exists here. It's like they removed a layer of ice and showing how it used to be and how it's going to be again. And it's like amazing, because the more memory that we start to get back, the more we'll be able to see other areas of the earth that we had existence to and how we existed there and how we got there.
Yeah.
And
you know,
this was
it feels so close right now, but this music was made 20 years ago. We are now at the end of 2013. 20 years ago he made this music, and now we are on the verge of the event and of disclosure.
Wow, it seems so like the last several months, it seems so far away, right? And now it's like here it is. Here's the feeling, and the energy comes with it. And now I feel like wow. Just when you thought you can get used to the idea, then we'll probably get moved into a furtherance.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Correct.
How is 2014 doesn't even feel like a year to me. I mean, it feels more like an energy, like a lift, more of a, like a, we enter another doorway.
It's going to pass very fast, I think. Many things will happen, for sure.
Yeah, I believe.
For the betterment of humankind and this planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. We're highly awakened and prepared for it, and I always say I'm getting chills right now, Martin, because they say that we are connected. We are part of this craft that came in from Peru. Oh man, I'm getting these chills coming through.
Wow,
it's validation.
It is. Yeah.
You feeling that?
I feel it. Yeah, I'm also getting the chills now. But you speak about Peru, because I have a very strong connection with Peru. I've seen the cover of National Geographic magazine when I was 7 years old. My uncle brought it to my parents for me, because when I was a young child I was already interested in archaeology and ancient cultures.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, and I saw this picture of Machu Picchu and I thought, wow, I've been there, I know this place.
Yes, it's that's where this connection is from. We were definitely this craft and its location, but it was well hidden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm getting a deja vu right now that we had this conversation before. It's like
we did, right?
Yeah, we did. Like in a dream or some other reality, we were talking about this craft in Machu Picchu, and now I'm remembering that we are talking about it. It's very strange. I mean, this is amazing, Jose.
Martin, I'm getting chill. I'm getting like these validation chills. It keeps coming at me, which means wow, I'm amazed.
We are onto it. And by the way, we have a listener from unknown origin, and you can be certain that those listeners are from the NSA or CIA or any secret service, so they know that we are speaking the truth. And welcome to the show, by the way.
Wow, it's all this is just remembrance is what I keep getting. So And from memories that, and they're not of, they actually brought back these memories and visions, and you know, and the to validate it would be the feelings that we both mutually have felt coming through now.
Exactly. Yeah, we are close to victory, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, it's very close, and I think the ones who are partaking this, the earth that once existed, what is that, the 144,000 of them of one sort, and I believe those were the parties that did come here at the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that existed, and you know, did what they had to do in evolvement of humanity, the earth, and here we are again. I kind of, like you said, deja vu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like we had this conversation and those experiences before, because we are both getting the chills, we know that this is true.
Yes, yes. I keep seeing that in that same craft, it's like there were locations, maps, they're like four or five beings still there, like they listening to us. They're like hearing us,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they have you know, like these vital, they keep a vital signs of our energies.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Whoa, and I'm saying to myself, oh wow, since I kept seeing that we'll monitor your vital signs and your energy wave patterns from here too as well. We have much to tell you, and we want you to know that we're still here. We have, and the others have other of our, in other words, they call us the star families or relatives of the sort,
mm-hmm.
who are there. And they've never lost connection to us.
No, they never did.
Yeah, no. And what's exciting is that to acknowledge it is the feeling that we get from the chills.
Yeah.
When we acknowledge that, then more of that information will start to come to us, and they'll say to us, okay, now you acknowledged us and you acknowledge what you are and who you are together, and okay, now we further that as to say, what did you do when you got out of the craft in building other cities? They said we built other cities there, the ones that exist, the ones that are what they would call Machu Picchu,
mm-hmm.
and saying this is how it was cut, this is how it was done, this is how it was created. There has energies there. That's why it exists high in a mountain, below, before grounds, and then we went below ground and did the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, well, when we spread it out in that area, it's like it was more of, let's create what we have here and create them like as if not too distant from each other, but so that others will know about this. And it's as if you took a party over here to one part of the Amazon, and someone else took another party to another part of the Amazon, and created something of nature, of different from the star systems.
Yeah,
and we still have it inside of us. They said we still have the knowledge and how these mazes and how these rocks were formed from the consciousness. We did it through our consciousness in carving them and levitating them and placing our own energies in them, the memories and knowledge and wisdom is still in there, embedded in there.
Yes, totally. And yeah,
and even discovery today cannot fathom the idea of what's still behind it, because the energies weren't ready then as they are now.
The energies are raising and raising in vibration, and we are getting very close to victory now.
Yes,
Jose, I want to thank you for being on the show. You have been amazing again, and this was actually one of the best shows you did with me. Actually, this was prime time on ET First Contact with Jose Bozan. We have to sign off now. I love you all, and thank you for all for listening. And tomorrow is another show at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and 2000 hours Central European Time. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it very much. And you be well, my friend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.